They lead the league in strikeouts looking. It's Paul Zeiss. It's Starkey. It's City Limits, but we're leaning toward Neutron with that beautiful haircut. We're leaning toward Neutron. Paul, I have a little rant to start out, if you may indulge me.
Go ahead. Rants are always good. By the way, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
What do you got over there? Burger King?
No, I had a bag and I needed to carry all the my water and all this stuff.
Wendy's?
No. It's not. It's just a bag.
Oh, just a bag.
I carried my fruit and all my drinks and everything.
Yeah.
Because I needed to carry in a bag.
You have a regular smorgasbord going on over there.
Yeah, I do. You absolutely.
A banana, a fruit cup, a bottle of water, a bag of cinnamon apples?
Yes.
You're going heavy on the fruit this morning.
Yeah.
Lots of fruit.
Lots of fruit for the morning.
Yep. I'm glad to see this. You know what, when you see it, is the theme of this opening rant. And we saw it last night, just like we saw it in Cleveland with the Steelers, that a bad offense, one that's bad for multiple years, finally hits bottom. It happened last night in Oakland. Two hits, season low two hits, a bunch of strikeouts again against a pitcher who had a 7.08 ERA. And this is not different than when Art Rooney, according to a lot of people, stepped in and said, enough is enough. Let's get Matt Canada out of here. It's time for Bob Nutting to do something like that, something highly out of character, and step in and force a change if it's not already in the works, and say, this offensive coordinator, so to speak, this hitting coach, Andy Haynes, has to go. He has to go. So that'll be done by the end of the day. That's what I'm saying if I'm Bob Nutting. We know it when we see it. This team is second in the National League at strikeouts, but they don't hit for power to make up for that. They don't hit at all. All the young hitters are regressing. So are the old hitters. They have an infuriating lack of aggression at the plate. Rum Bunner, the Pirate blog, put out an incredible number regarding Haynes, even going back to his Brewers days, how often his team strike out looking. They lead the majors in strikeouts looking this year. They have to lead the majors in squandered opportunities with the bases loaded. I don't know how much of this is Andy Haynes' fault, but that's where you begin. Part of this is probably Ben Cherington for putting together a crappy lineup. Part of it's on Shelty, who's a de facto hitting coach, former hitting coach himself. But you're responsible to the mission of your job. Our job here is to get ratings. Yes, if we don't get him for a long time, we're going to be done. His job is he's called a hitting coach, and they don't hit. So Bob Nutting, be Art Rooney today. That was rock bottom. Make a phone call. It's the end. It should be the end for Andy Haynes.
Well,
do something as the team owner.
The thing I will say is, if you get rid of Andy Haynes, you might have to send a couple of other hitting instructors who are under his wing or under his philosophy packing. Because
and
it's funny, the guy that actually fixed somebody gets fired last year.
Got fired last year.
So to me,
John Nunnally was his name.
The thing about it is, what was really, and you know, I got home last night, Joe, got something to eat, sat down, said, I'm going to watch the entire Pirates game tonight. You know, I'm not going to flip back
and forth. My condolences.
Right? I'm not going to flip back and forth. I'm just going to watch the entire game. Even though there was NHL and NBA and everything else on, I'm just going to watch the entire Pirate game. And I'm going to tell you what I came away with. I saw a group of hitters who just seemed disinterested in really having good at-bats. I mean, I hate to say it that way. Guys swinging at, you know, pitches, bad pitches. Guys, watching good pitches. I watched the A's, on the other hand, who are equally as bad offensively, right? I saw them turn a walk into a stolen base, into a run. I saw them turn three sacrifice flies into runs. I saw them use a sacrifice bunt to move somebody up that turned into a run. Like, they did all the things that you have to do when you don't have mashers, when you don't have a lineup full of good, you know, hitters. They did everything that you're supposed to do. Some that even, you know, the analytics wonks will tell us you shouldn't do. Oh, well, you should never bunt, sacrifice bunt. If you've got, and listen, the guy who was batting ninth last night for the A's is literally one of the worst hitters in the league. right? And he looks like he's 5 foot one. He literally looks like he's 5 foot one. What was his name? Allen. Their shortstop, right? Look completely overmatched at the plate. So why wouldn't you use him to sacrifice bunt if you got Kyle? Yeah. Why not? At least you're going to get something out of his outs. And, you know, you look at it, and I said, here's a team that has an approach. Here's a team that has a game plan. Here's a team that has the ability to use outs to move runners up and create, you know, an opportunity to score runs. The Pirates, they look like they have zero approach to what they're doing. They just are all out there hacking and swinging. Listen.
Or not swinging and looking.
Right. And so in the last three innings, it felt like, and I know this is not what happened, but it felt like a team that just threw up their hands and said, to hell with it. We can't hit anyway, so why don't we just swing at whatever, you know, and just swing away and be happy if we pop it up.
And that's what I mean by we know it when we see it. Something ended last night, and it should be the tenure of the hitting coach. And next on notice should be Cherington and Shelton. I don't think there's any question about that. This has gone, I was going to say sideways. It's gone way worse than sideways. Since they were 9-2, they're 5-14. That's 119 loss pace. The pitching has been outstanding, but we all know what's going to happen. If the hitting starts to come back, the pitching will probably go south. The starting pitching, I should say, has been outstanding. This team is in an absolute free fall. Andrew McCutchen was your cleanup hitter last night. Is this all going to end soon? I don't mean the McCutchen tenure, although you could argue it should. I mean McCutchen never batting below fifth. He did okay for a couple games in the leadoff spot. Sawinski at 178. He's your five hitter. Triolo at 214. You got guys in the minors who are hitting. Okay, this is not working. This is a terrible lineup. This might be the worst lineup in all of baseball. And that's on Cherington, by the way. But again, with Haynes, it's not working. Something needs to change with the approach.
It's the approach, Joe.
You explained it yesterday, but if you lead the league in strikeouts, they're infuriatingly passive. That's the problem, in my opinion.
Right.
I'd rather have 100 more strikeouts and more home runs and more extra base hits. You know, they were talking on the broadcast last night. Well, they get tons of base runners. Like, they're among the league leaders in base runners. So what? Base runners don't matter if you don't have somebody to drive the ball. And
right.
They're not, like you said, they don't even appear to be trying to drive the ball. And I wonder if that's part of their approach. Yet they somehow strike out a million times.
Yeah, there's been times with too when some of these guys are up and there's guys on base, I'm like, just drop down a bunt. Do something. Just drop down a bunt and see what happens. Maybe you can, you know, force them to make a play, and maybe you might actually, you know, get your guys moving forward.
I mean, we have to ask Shelty today, what is the case for keeping Andy Haynes? Nothing has happened since he got here. They're a bottom five offense since he got here.
Here's the thing. It's not even so much that. Has anyone gotten better? That's the larger question.
That's the bigger question.
That's the bigger question. Who has gotten better? Well, the one guy who actually went back to double A or went back to the double A hitting instructor and worked some things out in his swing, he got better, and then they fired the guy.
Right. And you could tell from the beginning when questions were raised about Joe Nunnally. He was a double A coach in Altoona, the hitting coach. And Key Brian Hayes went on the record last year and said, I went back to him for some help, which you think would be a good thing.
Right.
Like, that's still Ben Cherington's staff. These are his people. Great. Use every resource you have in our organization, but instead, they seem to take the heat and be very thin-skinned about the fact that Hayes went back to this double A guy. And the reason they seem to take the heat and be thin-skinned really seemed to be in protection of Andy Haynes. Why are we trying to protect this guy? Why?
And I don't understand what he's done to merit that kind of protection.
Exactly.
That's the biggest thing to me. What has he done that merits the kind of protection that he's gotten, where it's like, well, no, we can't have that conversation about him. And it's why, like, why? I tell you, a guy who's like in a free fall, really,
Tell me a guy who isn't in a free fall.
But you've been pointing this out as Michael A. Taylor.
Oh.
I mean, he's still batting. What is he still hitting, like 240 or something, right? Which is still.
No memory of the last thing he did at the plate.
You know for a fact, in the last 7 days he's 2 for 15 in his last 7 days. So, and the other guy that I told you the shine is off, slowly but surely coming back off. Joey Bart is now in the last 15 days. Where is he at? Last 7 days, he's in the last 8 days he's 2 for 15.
And those guys, honestly, are the least of their problems.
No, like, they are. Absolutely.
The most is Sawinski, Henry Davis, O'Neill Cruz, McCutchen as your cleanup guy. At the very least, Andy Haynes shouldn't be at the game tonight, honestly. And I don't say that, like, cavalierly. I understand that it's a big deal if somebody loses their job. But he shouldn't be at the game tonight. At the very least, people on a plane already out west should be Jiwon Bae, Nick Gonzalez. Bae adds some speed. Gonzalez has a 1,000, over 1,000 OPS. I know they might not hit at the majors.
And what about Peguero? Bring him, too.
And Peguero, yeah, is at 289.
And Grandal.
Peguero looks like Cal Ripken in this lineup.
And Grandal, and send about three or four of these guys.
Yeah, bat him, you're right, bat him 3, 4, 5, 6 in the lineup.
Why not?
This has reached a crisis point. And yes, I truly believe that the owner needs to step in the way that Art Rooney reportedly did twice way back with Bruce Arians, although that was a change more revolving around let's protect our quarterback moving forward a little more. It wasn't about not scoring. This is just like the Steelers in Cleveland. It had been 2.5 years of hideous Matt Canada offense, and we all saw it that day in Cleveland.
Right.
He certainly did. No. And it's been two years and a month of hideous Pirate offense. Whereas you say, the biggest deal is that they're younger players. Not only are they not getting better, they're regressing. And this offense stinks, and he's in charge of the hitting. It's just that simple. And something needs to happen. But at the very, very least, Peguero, Bae, Gonzalez need to be up. I don't know why people feel compelled to defend Triolo. What?
Right.
You know, maybe send Cruz down. Definitely send Davis down. Have a talk with McCutchen. Is this going to work moving forward? I don't know, man. But like Greg Brown said at the beginning of that broadcast last night, he essentially said, we've reached a crossroads here, and you better beat the A's. You know, I think he meant in this series, if you're going to do anything in the NL Central. They are on a 119 loss pace since they started 9-2. Imagine.
Talked about it again after the game last night. Baseball, it's fun, everything else, but you get the sense, even though we're still in April, this Pirates team, no more messing around. If you want to play ball in the National League Central, you want to try and contend, you've got to beat the Athletics. They're a better team, but you got to beat them. And that's just all there is to it.
Yeah, and instead against a guy with an ERA that was more than a touchdown, they had a season-low 2 hits and got lucky on their only run when it was a wild pitch with the bases loaded, Paul. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Whose fault is all this, and what needs to happen? We got all kinds of things going on today. Thanks to JP Roofing and Siding, here's a rundown of what's going on. Garrett Padel, who we had before the draft, the NFL draft from CBS Sports. Where does he put the Steelers draft? We have WVU O-line coach Matt Moore. I wonder if he knows Crowley. He's going to talk about Zach Fraser. We have Shelty and the Shelty Show at noon. We have a reporter out of Denver on Cortland Sutton. I don't know if there's any fire to the smoke of Cortland Sutton or others. And then Brooke Pryor, who's great on the Steelers at 1 o'clock.
You know, the thing too about the whole not being able to hit, I think that it's really frustrating when you see guys like Nick Gonzalez and what they're doing down there.
Yes.
And we keep running the same guys out every single night. The other part of it is, remember when they were, 9-2?
Yeah.
And there was this idea that, well, there's no way they're going to go through another collapse like they did last year.
Yeah, that seems like a long time ago now, doesn't it?
I mean, 5-14. 5-14. Let's play that out over a month. You know what I mean? What are you talking about? Probably them going something like 8-18 or something in a month. You have a couple months like that, that's a full-blown collapse.
This keeps up, people aren't interested. Forget about into Steelers training camp. It won't even be into mini camp. I mean, something needs to have. It's almost like the Steeler recipe. Like, I don't know if what the Steelers have done is going to work, but at least they're trying. And I would even say the Penguins. The Penguins went out last offseason and made the biggest move in hockey to bring in Erik Karlsson.
Yeah.
Didn't work, but at least they're trying. What are the Pirates doing? I mean, they're so bad that they got Paul Skeens and, you know, other picks and probably made the wrong one, it looks like, with Henry Davis. But what are they actually doing, you know, to change this? I would argue that one thing that needs to happen today is to fire the hitting coach and move on and, put the manager and the general manager on notice. Okay? Because we're now in year, what, 4 or 5 of the rebuild? And I was on board, as everybody knows, the entire time. It's time to win, and the price for not winning needs to be exorbitant.
Is that a word?
It's a word.
I'll tell you this. It's one of those things that if you look at what has happened in the last 5 years, Joe, under Ben Cherington.
Yeah.
Can you name a position player who has legitimately, in a tangible way, developed?
No.
Other than Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Other than Hayes,
who had to go somewhere else to find his, you know what I mean?
And he was drafted by the previous regime.
Exactly, exactly.
And you or I could have picked him, and you or I could have picked at the top of the draft, Skeens.
Right.
We may not have picked Davis. They did. But he was legitimately
right.
a 3-5
right,
pick,
right?
That they haven't developed. This is getting to a crisis point. I mentioned this, I think, a week ago, and they won a couple games in a row and sort of, you know, put their critics at bay for a day or two. And on top of that, we got to watch Buffalo Indy, maybe their best pitcher, including Jarrett Jones, pitch for Indianapolis against Buffalo. Paul Skeens. How long is this going to go on? Zangrilli said May 10th. Get him up here. Not that it'll do any good because they can't hit, but he has a 0.53 ERA and strikes everybody out. And at some point, it's going to be diminishing returns in AAA where he's not getting anything out
exactly.
of it. Get him up here.
That's the biggest thing.
Let him hit, by the way. He can hit, remember?
Is he doing anything now that he couldn't, you know, that he hasn't already accomplished? I mean, today I'm assuming he's going to go, what, four innings and blow everybody away, right?
Yeah.
Maybe give up a couple of hits here and there.
Right.
We've seen it before.
Bring him up as a hitter. Send him back to Indy for his fifth-day rotation part or sixth-day, whatever they're doing down there, and bring him up here and let him hit like he did at Air Force and LSU. Let him hit. I'm practically serious about that.
Yeah,
If I were a fan right now, Paul, I would be beyond infuriated with what's happening with this lineup. The lineups they're trotting out there, and I told you, I watched that day against the Orioles in a series where the Pirates actually won the series against a good team, and it felt like smoke and mirrors. It felt like this is not sustainable. I was there on a Saturday where they had the bases loaded and nobody out in the 10th inning, and they couldn't win. And the lineup was Cruz, Reynolds, and then Connor Joe in the three hole, Sawinski, Olivares, Tellez, Triolo, Bart, and Akilah Williams.
Okay,
what? Yeah. That was on a Saturday, not a Sunday.
Right. Here we go. Let's do this, though. What would be your lineup now?
Skeens at leadoff. Let me ask you a silly question. If you gave Skeens a month to hit, would he be worse than Jack Sawinski? In other words, if you gave him the full month of, let's say, June.
90 at-bats. Just give him 90 at bats.
Give him let him train again for a month. I know this is ridiculous in a way that's never going to happen. But give a guy who was one of the best hitters in college baseball, I believe, at one point, give him a month to train and then give him 90 at bats. And if he could match Sawinski with six extra base hits, a 178 average, a 272 on base percentage, and a 561 OPS, and a 289 slug, I promise you that Paul Skeens would at least be in that neighborhood and probably better.
Probably better. So if you go with the lineup now, I mean, to me, if you look at it, I mean.
Joey Bart batting 1-9. Just keep sending him up there.
I mean, but he's.
Even he's gone down to 2.
I actually probably would go with Cabrian Hayes leading off right now.
I would. This is what I would do, Paul. I would make whatever moves I had to make, including the uncomfortable one with McCutchen, if I had to make that, and move on from that situation because he's not playing the field either. He's not. He's a guy who doesn't play the field and isn't hitting.
Right.
And you don't know where to put him.
But hear me out here.
Yeah.
Actually, I probably would lead off Connor Joe. I'd be okay with leading off Connor Joe.
Yeah.
I would probably have Hayes bat second and Cruz bat third.
Mm-hmm. Cruz? I would have Cruz in the minors. Yeah, I would have Cruz, Davis. Seriously. Cruz, Davis, Triolo in the minors. Have an uncomfortable conversation with McCutchen, and I would have Jiwon Bae in the leadoff spot with Nick Gonzalez, Brian Hayes, and Reynolds.
Everybody is in the organization is at your disposal is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
But if you're telling me I have to go with the guys I guess I go with Akilah Williams at leadoff. Alika Williams at leadoff. Then Hayes, Reynolds.
That's what I'm saying. I probably go. I can live with. Okay, so we'll go.
Bart?
We'll go Williams at second, right? Williams at second leading off.
And you realize that we both said that, and we're talking about a career 228 hitter. But go ahead.
Okay, so let's go.
With no home runs
Williams,
in his career.
Williams first. I would probably go Connor Joe second at that point.
Okay.
Then I would go Reynolds and then Hayes at the four spot.
Right, with his one homer. I would, too. I know. That's Slim Pickens.
That's what I mean.
And that's putting it mildly. That's an insult to Slim and Pickens.
My five-hitter might be Bart. Right?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know who makes me angrier than anybody? Sawinski. Maybe that's the topic off the top. Which pirate infuriates you more than any other?
But the
right
strikeouts
now
are better now. He's not swinging and missing as much as before.
And the crazy thing is he's hit lefties, but he can't hit righties anymore.
He's hitting over 300 against lefties.
412-928-9370.
I think
take a moment and think about it. Take a breath and say, all right, let me think now. Which pirate really, really infuriates me the most? For me, it would be Sawinski.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing. So we went, let me just finish this real quick.
Yeah, that was my, please.
And I'm illustrating a point here. So we went Williams, number one,
mm-hmm.
Joe, number two, right? Reynolds, Hayes, Bart, okay? I actually think, and this is probably nutty.
Or nutting.
But I would put Olivares probably in right field and have him at sixth.
He hasn't gotten a hit since Malzy had hair.
And then Cruz seventh, I guess, until he figures out how to hit again. But now you've got a problem. Okay. So to your point, Kutch would be eight.
By the way, Olivares is 3 for his last 27.
Okay, well, get him out then.
With no homers and no extra base hits.
Okay, I'm
none.
Sorry.
He turned Edward Olivares.
I'm gonna break your rule. I'm gonna use your rule.
Yeah.
How about if we put? Jeez, I don't like any of that.
So this points back to Charrington, by the way.
Exactly.
And to Bob Nutting.
But here's the point I was trying to illustrate. You have to play Olivares, McCutchen or Michael A. Taylor, no matter what. No matter what.
At least with Michael A. Taylor, you have defense. Right. And
but I'm just saying,
speed.
Like, in some ways, you're just kind of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic for after about four hitters on this lineup.
I hope that Gonzalez, Bay, and yes. Peguero are on a plane
right.
to Oakland.
They should be.
Right now.
They should be.
And I don't care if they didn't sleep. They could actually sleep at the plate and do better than the guys.
Here's the thing that, you know, they'll say. You know, they're not. It's, a move is not going to be made until Thursday because they come home. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's how they
right.
do things.
Well, they could make a move at hitting coach. Because, right. you know, if I was Bob Nutting, here's what I would do. Andy Haynes is done. We're announcing that today. And Shelty, you're in charge of the hitters. You have a big role in it anyway. Your pedigree is as a hitting coach. Let's go. Bring in somebody else, maybe who you want to work with. This is your charge now. And by the way, you're on the clock, and so is Ben Cherington. If this yeah. thing keeps going south the way it is right now.
I'm just telling you, it's got to be. I mean, there's got to be some it was funny. Somebody asked me, hilarious. It was hilarious. Someone asked me last night, at what point does Andy Haynes get on the clock?
Someone
asked me that on Twitter last night, and I said, he doesn't. He apparently doesn't. They're basically, you know, it's everybody else's fault. And he wrote back, let me see if I can find it real quick. He wrote back something to the effect of, why is it Pittsburgh is the only town where the actual results of games don't seem to matter when it comes to evaluating coaches?
I know. Isn't that amazing? It really is.
It's pretty true.